Welcome to the first episode of the Innate Selling Podcast. My name is Sally Coton, and I'm going to be sharing with you an understanding of what's behind performance, what's behind the human experience. And I'm particularly going to relate this to the sales environment. So I want to give you a little bit of background about me and what it is I want to share with you and why I think it's particularly important for salespeople to have this understanding. Been involved in sales training and coaching for over 2 decades, and I've always been fascinated about why it is that sometimes we can be really on top of our game and be fantastic in our jobs, and other times we really shouldn't have got out of bed. And for me, I was always looking at how I could be more successful in sales. So I was always reading more, learning new things that I could implement in my sales role that would give me that edge, that would make my job easier, that would make my connection with my customers better, that would make me be able to sell more of what I was selling at the time. And yet, despite this, and I learned lots and lots of very useful things over the years, but I still found that my performance could be up and down, that, you know, I could feel really stressed at times. And, you know, the job was probably getting me quite, at times, anxious and overwhelmed. And I began to wonder whether sales was the right career for me. Then about 6 years ago, one of my mentors, who I'd studied NLP with, started to share with me an understanding about how life really worked. And although I didn't really get what he was talking about to start with, I just noticed that it started to have an impact on me. I noticed I spent more time in sort of the flow of life. I had more connection with my customers. I was able to have what in the past I would have considered really difficult or challenging sales conversations. These became much easier. And, you know, I still had my days where I had my off days, but I was much quicker at getting back in the game. I took the thinking I had about those challenge, what I would have considered to be challenging circumstances, a lot less seriously, and was able to get on with life so much better. And it not only had an impact on my working life, it also had an impact on my private life, and I found my relationship with my loved ones was greatly improved. And it wasn't just that, you know, life seemed easier, it actually then had a knock-on effect in terms of performance, in terms of my sales. So actually I was hitting sales targets a lot quicker and much more regularly than I ever had in the past. In fact, I found myself exceeding my sales targets on a regular basis, being the top salesperson. And I did this in a way that actually I was working less hours, having very little stress about the job, and really starting to enjoy my life and my sales career much more than I'd ever had done before. So what was it that I was introduced to that made such a difference in my life and actually transformed my whole experience of life? Well, simply, it's an understanding about how we experience reality as human beings. And it is very simple, but it can be quite hard to grasp. The reason being is that it's probably the opposite to how you see life working at the moment. And it was certainly pretty much the opposite to how I thought life worked. I agreed with some of what was being shared, but I always felt that there was something else that was the cause of my upset, my anxiety, my frustration, or even when things went well, there was something else external to me that was behind that. So simply put, what I learned is that my experience of life is created from the inside out and not from the outside in. And what I mean by that, when I talk about outside in, so I would always blame things such as my circumstances or people or the past or the future on how I was feeling from moment to moment. So if the day wasn't going very well, you know, it would be because my sales targets were too high. That's why I was feeling stressed. My customers were, you know, awkward or being difficult with me. The boss was a pain in the backside. I didn't like working with them. Even the weather, it was a foul day, so I'm bound to feel the way I feel. And, you know, there'd be lots of different reasons that I would come up with for why performance wasn't where I really wanted it to be. And these look very real to me quite often. And, you know, sales targets or KPIs could be a big source of stress and anxiety for me. But the thing is, it doesn't come from that. In reality, our experience is created completely the opposite way around, from the inside out. Every human being has a psychological operating system through which we experience life. In essence, human experience is powered by a universal energy that both created and runs through every cell in your body and every atom of the universe. It's this energy that brings to life the power of thought. From the moment we're born, we're thinking beings. Our moment-to-moment experience of life is felt through thought, and then it's brought into our awareness in the present moment by consciousness. So let me give you an analogy to explain this a little more clearly. When we think that the outside is the source of our feelings or the source of our experience of life, it's a little bit like the analogy of a camera. A camera will take a picture of what's out there in that particular moment and give a snapshot of that in time. But actually, it's the opposite way round. Our experience is more like a film projector. So with a film projector, you get the experience of the movie that's being played out. So if you imagine the energy behind life is the source of electricity powering the film projector, the film is thought that's running through you in any moment. And then consciousness is the beam of light that's projecting thought out onto the screen in front of you. And as it's been created through you in every moment, you will feel the experience of life in the moment. In the same way that you can go to a movie and watch a movie and have the emotions of the movie and the film while you're watching it. Now, why is it important to understand this? And why does it really make any difference to how you are in life or how effective you are in the sales arena? Well, when you understand more that your experience is coming from within and it's not a reflection of your circumstances, it also allows you not to get attached to what's out there and to see things more clearly. And when you're in the flow of thought, you actually also have access to real deep intrinsic wisdom. And this intrinsic wisdom that we all have, and you'll all have experienced it in plenty of times, gives you a real clarity of mind. It's a state of mental equilibrium. And it's what, you know, when people say that they're in the flow, when you've had those experiences where a call's gone really great, or maybe in a competitive environment, like a sport that you're playing and it all went really well. If you just feel that you're in the flow of life, well, that's what we naturally have within us. It's intrinsic to every human being. And what tends to take us away from that is a misunderstanding of the source of where our feelings are coming from. When we look to the outside of our source of experience, we tend to get trapped and we add more of our own thinking to the situation and we try and fix and control what's out there. But when we understand that we're just in the natural ebb and flow of human experience, because human experience does change from moment to moment, it's never static. You won't always be clear-minded, you won't always be frustrated, you won't always be happy, you won't always be sad. We're in a constant flow. And more we allow this to flow through us, the more we come back to that state of equilibrium more regularly. So my own personal experience and the experience of those people that I've coached and trained, when I see them at the top of their game in terms of selling, it's a real combination of things like their skills, their knowledge, the things that they implement, the actions and the behaviours that they take. But in particular, when their innate ability is able to shine through, when their intrinsic wisdom, clarity of mind is at the fore. And when people are in the flow of life and not attached to the thinking that's going in, is in their head in any moment, then they all tend to act with more confidence, but quiet confidence, not like a bravado. Their motivation will be higher. They'll be much more intrinsically driven. They'll have a level of self-awareness that they wouldn't ordinarily have. They'll have real empathy and connection with the people that they're talking to. And all these things are intrinsic to every human being. Everybody has access to these, and we have them in more reserves than we really realise. And my understanding, this is why it's so great to understand where life's coming from, is when you understand how we experience life, then these things will come to the fore more readily and more regularly. And, you know, we will have off days, we will have moments where we get caught up in the illusion that the outside circumstance is causing our experience. And, you know, it won't matter how long you look in the direction of understanding your experience is from the inside out, you will still get caught up in that human experience of it looking like it's from the outside. But when you have this understanding, you will be caught up for a less amount of time. And when you do get caught up in it, you'll be more forgiving of yourself. You won't beat yourself up about it. You won't add to it as readily as if you don't realise how the operating system works. So this is what I'm going to explore over the course of these podcasts and relate it, as I say, to the sales environment and just generally look at this in a deeper and deeper way and share with you my own experiences, how it's played out for me in my life, and how you can see it for yourselves in your experience of both your sales career and your personal life. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this of interest and you're at least curious to find out more. And if you've enjoyed this show, then please let me know by subscribing over at iTunes to the Innate Selling Podcast. And if you have any questions that you'd like me to raise in future episodes of the podcast, then email me at sally@innateselling.com and put question in the title and then put what your question is about, and then I will raise it in a future podcast. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to helping you experience more success and more ease in your sales career.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.